Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. I am so happy to join you all for another episode helping you organize yourself and executing through the goals that you set for yourselves, especially in the fragile early stages of new beginnings and new ventures. I'm coming to you all today. I'm actually not in the United States at this time. I am currently in the Dominican Republic, and I am studying Spanish. For those of you who may or may not know, a couple years back, I decided that I really wanted to become bilingual in Spanish and kind of just stop halfway doing it and truly like conquer this thing and become bilingual in Spanish. I would like to be able to do some of the work that I do as a school psychologist with speakers of other languages, primarily Spanish. Also, just when I travel and go to different countries, being able to communicate my wants and needs. I went to Guatemala for a month in 2016. So it's been a little bit of a gap. Or was it 2017? 2016 or 2017, one of those summers, I went to Guatemala and studied for a month. And I have not been abroad since. And I said, you know, I really need to go back abroad again. It was something I really enjoyed. I have summers off, for those who don't know. I typically work a school schedule, so I'm off on the summers. I needed to go somewhere else. And I knew I wanted to go to an island next time that I went abroad. I kind of wanted more of a little tropical experience when I went abroad. So here I am in Dominican Republic. And this is some place that I had been wanting to study for quite some time. There was a language school here that I wanted to study at, and just logistics, it just never worked out in time until now. So what I wanted to talk with you all about today, and it's kind of, I'm giving you all that backdrop because it kind of leads right into what I wanted to talk to about today. So there is a lot, if you're watching the news, listening to the radio, anything kind of here right now in June of 2019, May 2019, the Dominican Republic has been in the news quite a bit. And there have been some tragedies that have happened with Americans. So there have been a few Americans who have died in the Dominican Republic here recently, and quite a few deaths, mysterious deaths in the last year, even within the last month or so. So there has been a lot in the media about Americans and travel to the Dominican Republic. A lot of the stories that were coming out had started to really, really come out in the media after I had already planned my trip. So after I had already booked my flight, and I'm kind of a late person when it comes to making travel arrangements. I'm very spur of the moment, very sporadic. But I had booked this flight a little bit in advance, maybe a couple of months, no more than 6 to 8 weeks. So my flight had already been booked. And then early June started to come, late May, and more stories really started to come in the media about the Dominican Republic and things that were happening to Americans. And of course, it was scary. So when I decided not to tell a lot of people that I was traveling to the Dominican Republic until the very last moment. And I did tell a couple relatives just, you know, a couple days before I left, honestly. And there was reasons why I did that. So I wanted to talk about feeling fear and still choosing to do it anyways. So I still decided to come to the Dominican Republic. I still decided to come here and work on my Spanish, even though there are a lot of things in the media and a lot of things that my friends and family were saying to me before I left that would have made me do otherwise. So, of course, people are going to be worried about my safety. There's lots of things, like we said, in the media and the news about people dying mysteriously here in the Dominican Republic. And I still had already booked this trip. I had still already paid a significant amount of money for this. And I was just like, you know what? I'm still going to have to do this. So how can I still do this for myself? And what precautions can I take? And I think it's important because lots of times in life, whether it's things that may be in the media, may be things that our friends and family say that may want to discourage us from going forward with something that we said we want to do for ourselves or plans that we had made for us. So how do you move past that? Well, the biggest one is do it anyway. So feel the fear. It was okay to be scared. I had my own, reservations myself. Of course, it could be heightened by other people. So one thing I did was I was very strategic in who I told and when I told who I told. So the people I knew who would have more anxiety or more fear about me going, I told them very, very in, or even if I was already here. I put things in place to look out for my safety. So there were apps and things that I got to help me be a little bit more safe while I was here. So there were some precautions I took to help me stay safe and to help keep those who care about me kind of aware of what was going on with me. But at the same time, I still kept it as a distance. So I think when it comes to friends and loved ones, and I think that can translate into a lot, that you need to be selective in who you tell what and when you tell them. And sometimes it's okay to put things in place that allow others to kind of come along and see your journey of success as necessary and to the extent or degree in which you're comfortable with. So putting some things and boundaries in place that allow them to kind of, keep track of me, but still give me some space as well to do what I need to do, where to the point that what they're feeling isn't completely projected on me. So I don't want to constantly feel fear and anxiety while I'm out the country right now. Like, I want to have a normal level of fear, but I don't want to be crippled in fear where I don't move forward. So I made sure to put some boundaries in place for myself that keep that at a comfortable level for me. So that's one thing. So it's okay to put those boundaries in place. It's okay not to tell some people. It's okay to be kind of timely when you choose to tell other people or how you tell them. And I think that's one thing when it comes to feeling fear and still doing it anyways. Another thing I had to do was kind of remind myself again, I've talked about this on the show, remind myself of my why. Why am I here? What am I doing this for? What will it look like when I'm finished? So like when I'm here, I was reminded that it's been a long time since I practiced my Spanish and I'm very rusty and I need the practice. I need to be here. I need to be working with the teachers that I'm working with. I needed the immersion. I needed the experience. And it reminds me, oh, what will it be like when I'm able to do my work in Spanish? What will it look like? What doors will be open for me once I accomplish this goal? I've already had a lot of doors open for me and I've been grateful and blessed, but what other things would be open? What other opportunities would I be able to achieve once I've dominated Spanish or once I'm bilingual or fluent? And that imagery has also kept me driven and just really focused on what I was here for. Like, I had a goal, and what will it look like when I have gotten to the place where I want to be with this goal? So definitely reminding yourself of your why and thinking about it and thinking about what it could look like, thinking about the possibilities that exist outside of that. I mean, that within itself is what's amazing, and it keeps me kind of amped up as I'm going here. Another one is like, it's okay to acknowledge the fear. And that's, I think, in order to be able to move past it, we kind of have to acknowledge it. So I acknowledge that there are some things that I am fearful about just being abroad or just being away from home, but things could happen in America. Things could happen to us in our neighborhood. So I do acknowledge that there is, a little bit of apprehension there, but I know why, I know where it comes from, and I kind of am okay with saying, I have a little bit of fear with this, but, I'm going to still do it. I'm going to still do it anyways, because the goal of what I want to accomplish is bigger than this. And as well, I have put things in place, not only for those around me, but for myself to make myself feel a little bit more secure. So making sure that I'm not out real late at night or things like that, that maybe a single woman traveling alone might do. Plan. So another thing I do to help me stay on track and keep moving forward is I am planning. I'm actively planning while I'm here and working on my Spanish. So I'm actively putting, okay, this is what I did today. This is what I'm going to do tomorrow. This is what I want to work on next while I'm here. I want to make sure that this part of the language is covered while I'm here. And so also taking my mind off of, like, I'm here in the now, but also what else do I want to make sure that I grab from this experience? And that also is another way, me planning it's also another way that kind of takes my mind a little bit off the fear, but keeps me in motion. So planning also helps me keep moving forward. So I did this today. I acknowledge where I was at today. I acknowledge what I did, but I also say, okay, this is what I want to learn and this is what I want to grab tomorrow. And I think that's a big important piece when it comes to goals, because sometimes we kind of lose track of what we've done. And it's good to sometimes look back on the accomplishments that you have achieved. That within itself can be motivating. It allows us to see, oh my gosh, I have learned all these parts of speech, or I have learned all these lessons in, you know, the language. I've done a lot, but I also have a lot I want to do. So it also helps us with not getting discouraged and feeling like so overwhelmed, but remembering that we have done a lot. What is it that we have done? And I just know that that just helps a lot when it comes to the goals that we set, because we really do need to see sometimes what we have accomplished. I think it's huge because it allows us to see the growth that we're making. It allows us to see ourselves going forward. Like I said, and it's encouraging to keep motivating us, especially when we have those down days or there's those days that we feel didn't go very well. So another big thing too, I think one of the last things I'll say as far as feeling the fear and just moving past it anyways, is just giving gratitude and being grateful. And this experience, although everything has not gone great for me on the trip, there's been some mix-ups and some confusion, I am still grateful for the experience. So I know a few years back, maybe 5 or 6 years, I would have never been able to do this. I would have never been able to afford to take a trip like this. I would have never been able to pay someone to tutor me in another language or what have you. You know, there is so much to be grateful for. So the fact that I'm even able to feel fear in an experience, I'm grateful for it, because there's so many parts of this. There's so many moving pieces to this situation, to this experience for myself that I didn't have before. So constantly practicing gratitude every day, every morning when I wake up, to see a beautiful beach right outside of my room. You know, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful to have the opportunity. So when it comes to feeling the fear and moving past it and making the choice to go through, find something to be grateful for. Find some piece of your story and where you're at with your goals or your situation or your personal goals, your professional goals, whether it's your family or your job, what have you. What can you actually be grateful for? What is there to be happy for? What part of that experience did you not have before? What do you have that other people would like maybe die for or wish for? So I think also too, being intentional in myself with gratitude and feeling gratitude also takes me off of fear. It's like, wow, there's so much to be thankful for. So hopefully these tips were helpful when it comes to fear, because I know fear is a big thing when it comes to starting new things or starting new ventures, launching stuff, trying to make big changes in your life. Fear is huge. It comes up a lot. So hopefully these tips were helpful. Hasta la próxima vez. Adios.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.